every week right about this time. You send us messages either on Twitter or Facebook. We'll give you a call with that issue that you might be having. And we will help you out, guaranteed.
We've got a relationship problem. Let the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show screw it up. This is free therapy.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, good morning. How you guys doing today?
Pretty good. Hey, walk us through this interesting scenario that you find yourself in.
Okay, so my wife's been wanting to get a tattoo for a while with a special meaning about our love for each other, which I think is very sweet and was very touched by it. So for our 5-year anniversary, you know, she'd been talking about it forever and ever. And for our 5-year anniversary, I decided to buy it for her. I was like, baby, here's your gift. I'm going to buy you a tattoo, put the money out. Let's go do it.
That's a gift that keeps on giving right there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right. I know. I just figure I could add on to it each 5-year anniversary. Who knows? You know?
Yeah.
So we go to a tattoo artist, and the artist draws up a beautiful design in Chinese. And, you know, we trust him. You know, he draws this Chinese symbol that means, I will love you forever through thick and thin, in hard times and the good times, with a full heart and clear eyes.
Oh, wow. That is cool.
I love that saying. It sounds like, though, it's a lot. Is that take a lot of symbols?
Yeah, the thing is, you know, when I heard it, I mean, honestly, I got emotional. You know, I thought that was perfect. I was like, that's it. That's the one I want. It's right there. And we'll know what it means to us. Mm-hmm. But my wife got a little stubborn and thought it's too long. It was a little too big. It was kind of intricate. So she, this is classic my wife, she erased most of the tattoo and tried to draw her own in Chinese that she thought looked good and similar to the artist's version.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
oh, no. Oh, God.
She said that it only mattered that she knew what it meant to her and that I would know, and that's all that's important.
Okay. All right. I get that.
Yeah. All right. But if there's one thing we've learned from Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
I was just about to say that, right? we just learned from her. We just learned from Miss Grande over here. Well, after my wife got the tattoo, I decided to do a little research on my own. So I took a picture. I found out online what her tattoo design, the one she designed, actually means. It means, loosely, booty cruncher.
Stop it.
Oh, no.
Stop it right
That's
now.
Better than any idea I was coming up with in my head. That's
Stop
better.
It right now.
Oh, my God.
Booty cruncher. Oh, my God.
That's real different from what you wanted it to mean. That's real different.
I mean, in a way, that's kind of a love poem.
Wow. Is it in a really visible place?
Wow.
Yeah, wow. It's right on forearm. So it's seen. It's seen, you know. She's got to explain it and tell people. And she has this idea what it means, but there's no way I can tell her, but I gotta tell her. Right? I mean,
I don't know.
Has she posted like a big up close pic of it on like Instagram or anything? Has she put it out there?
The day after we finished it.
Oh, God.
The day after.
Oh, it's coming.
It's a known thing now.
I feel like you let the internet and social media point that out. I don't feel like you do. I feel like if she's put it out in the universe is going to tell her.
Yeah,
won't they?
Yeah, maybe you're just an innocent bystander.
Right.
And like,
you're just there to comfort her when she finds out what she did.
Listen, but your wife can't be the only person who has a tattoo on their body. That
means something else than what they originally thought.
That's completely, wow. Yeah.
Well, and the way I see it too is like she said, it's what it means to her and to me and to us. And I think that's beautiful.
Yes.
But now I'm looking at it and just saying booty cruncher in my mind.
No, my God. you know what?
That was a hard one to forget. You can't forget that.
May
once you know it.
May you have many more 5-year anniversaries to celebrate. And then, as you said earlier, you know, you can add on to it. So.
Booty rocking everywhere.
I don't know. Maybe there's. Maybe there's ways to make it better.
I love everything about this.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you. Yeah. Ton of text messages are rolling in right now.
God, could you imagine if she got it on her butt cheek?
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you've got a great sense of humor about it. And you guys have got a good relationship and all that.
Yes, and you are a nice supporting husband.
Yes.
We love that.
I'm just Just trying to do my best. You know, she's the one for me.
Booty cruncher. All right, thanks, man.
All right, thank you, guys.
We've got some people texting in the actual Chinese symbol that she probably got tattooed.
Yep, they found it.
Tattooed on her body.
Yeah. So Kate said, create a faint Facebook account and comment on it. And tell her what it means. Jamie says, reason 1,005,275 why I will not get other languages or symbols on my body.
Right. If you've got a comment or want to share your fun tattoo, you can. 502-571-9970. That, my friends, is free therapy. Holly texts in and says, I'm dying. Tell her you have to let her fix it. He can't not tell her because he made it seem like she might even laugh with him.
Yeah, I feel like she'd have a good sense of humor about it. Her whole take is, you know, as long as you and I know what it's supposed to mean, that's all that matters. However, if she puts a picture of it out there, the internet's going to tell her.
Absolutely. Andrew, the love doctor.
When she had it done, didn't she ask the person doing it to make sure, verified what it said? I would think, right?
That's a question I think you and I probably would have asked.
I mean, I would have asked, if I'm putting some foreign language on my body, I'd like to know what it says first.
By the way, I Google image searched booty cruncher.
Oh, my God.
And well, no. Wait. I need to take that back. They're going to seize my computer. I Google image search booty cruncher Chinese symbol. And it is, I mean, it's like, it looks like three short little symbols.
It looks very elegant.
Yes, elegant and short and cute. I get it.
Very romantic even.
But here's the thing. If she finds out from somebody else down the road and she realizes that he knew all along, she's probably going to be a little bit more upset with him than if he just comes out and tells her now.
That's true. Thank you, as
keep
always.
All right,
buddy. All right, thanks, Andrew. Text messages. Basically, everybody's saying, yeah, I mean, I think there are more text messages and more people saying that you should probably tell her.
Yeah.
Before she finds out from the internet. Because the internet, I'm sure there are people already that are commenting on her Instagram post.
Well, and you know
what?
Didn't
he say that she posted it on Instagram right away?
But the thing is, I think for people that are saying the tattoo artist should know what it meant,
not everyone.
You give them the design and they do
that.
They're not gonna, it's not up to them to do the research.
Yeah, and they're not there to judge either. They don't care.
Nope, because like, he could be like, maybe she wants booty cruncher on her arm.
That's right. That's right. For sure. All right, see, look at that. I think we helped.
We helped.
Right?
We helped.
We're a community of helpers here.
Tie it up with a ribbon.
All right, that's free therapy. 99.7 DJX.